What's up, y'all? I'd like to welcome y'all back to Sync Music Mondays. Y'all know what it is. Every Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Times, man. Y'all know the vibes, man. I'm your host, K-Sparks, and my brother, JS, a.k.a. The Best, man. He couldn't be here, but I'm holding it down. Like they say, P.O.P. holding it down. You know what I'm saying? but we here, and as always, we got to start with the word of the day. Y'all going to see it up on the screen. And what is today's word of the day? Word of the day is, and we always live by this, right? Collaboration is greater than competition. I'll say it again. Collaboration is greater than competition. Basically, I mean, y'all heard us say it a million times. Building with like-minded people, building with people that can help you elevate in regards to pursuing your goals, your dreams, whatever that is. You know, you just got to make sure that that's at the forefront of your mind always, because building with like-minded people helps you elevate and get to the next level. So y'all know what it is, man. Y'all know what it's hitting for. And that is the word of the day. Now, for today, we're going to talk about another topic, man, that I figured something that we really should discuss, man, because we talk about so many wins, you know, making $15,000, $20,000 for a placement here and there. But, you know, sometimes people don't talk about the parts that's not so sexy. You know, like my man JS say, like, in terms of just actually some of the losses, right? Like, in the mistakes. Because I believe that it's great to talk about our wins, but sometimes we also have to acknowledge the losses so other people can learn from our mistakes and we don't repeat the same cycle, right? So let's keep it a band. Let's talk about it, right? So what are some of my biggest mistakes in music licensing, right? You know, and these are gems that I could drop for y'all, things that I did that kind of, I was like, damn, I was wilding for that, right? I would say the first thing, without a doubt, is working with people who weren't serious. And I think at face value, it's like, you could say, all right, yeah, working with people who aren't serious, but it's like, it's not so much of something that's, blatant and in your face. Like, no one's ever going to come up to you and be like, yo, B, I ain't serious. I'm gonna waste your time, right? No one's ever gonna do that per se, right? So it's not that something that they verbalize, it's something that they do. So I'll give you the perfect example of that. It's like if you need beats, right? Let's just start there. Let's say you need beats, you know, like five producers, and you're constantly reaching out to these producers for beats, and no one's ever giving you beats, right? It's like, yo, fam, yo, I got these ideas, I'm trying to do this. And I'm like, I got you. 1 week turns into 2 weeks. 2 weeks turns into 2 months. Next thing you know, 2 months turns into 12 months, and it's a year. And you're still not where you need to go. And for whatever reason, you tolerate this, right? Or it could be people where, you know, you got the beats, you recorded it, they're supposed to mix the records, and they're just sitting on your records. They're not mixing them for whatever reason. So when I talk about these types of situations, it's like, just to wake up, you know, and not waste so much time. I think a lot of time got wasted. I recorded some fire records, man. And for whatever reason, producers, just the time got away. Engineers weren't mixing stuff on time. And the thing that you'll realize, especially with music licensing, is that time waits for no one, because everybody's on a strict, stringent schedule. So if a supervisor for a TV show needs that turnaround like ASAP, they don't care about your homeboy who's taking 10 years just to give you one beat. Or they don't care about your homegirl who's procrastinating with singing that hook for you. Or they don't care about your engineer who's taking 10 years to mix one record. You got to be able to produce. And not only do you have to be able to produce, but you have to be proficient and efficient in regards to what you're doing. So I would say that's one mistake that I make, is like just tolerating nonsense from people who weren't serious. Maybe they were more hobbyist than anything, and music really wasn't at the forefront of what they were trying to do. And that's cool, but you know, honesty saves everyone's time. So in hindsight, if those people would have been honest enough to let me know, hey, this is where they're at with things, you know, maybe that could have saved time in the long run. You know, so that's the first thing. I would also say, You know, and I brought this up before, not having SMART goals. So, you know, we broke this down on the episode about having a hobbyist versus a business mindset, right? So, you know, goals that are specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-based, right? So, you know, I had a lot of goals in regards to certain things, but they weren't specific, right? So it wasn't like I had a detailed plan how I would execute certain things. So that's one thing that I would say to a lot of people is like, you know, just make sure that your goals are attainable and not open-ended. I think that's where I messed up too a lot, is like not having goals that were really specific in regards to how I'm going to execute. You know, I want to get these things on TV and film. Okay, how are we going to do that? You know, and if I want to do like video games, right? All right, specifically, who's getting music and video games? Who are the gatekeepers? How am I going to initiate a conversation with these people to get these things done? You know, like I said, if I had a different mind state mentality back then, I would have executed things a whole lot differently. You know, like I could tell you guys, hey, you're looking to get stuff in video games, Google these gatekeepers. They out there. You know, we're going to feature some of them on the show. When you go to a shopping mall, right, a shopping center, there's music playing, right? Music playing. You go to Macy's, you go to these stores, Gucci, Louis, whatever. There's music playing in these stores. Who are the plugs? We'll bring them on the show as well so you can see, right? So just Googling certain information to make sure that things weren't hoop dreams. You know, I could have executed a lot more sooner at the end of the day. I also say a mistake that I made was probably entertaining music libraries that didn't have adequate payouts. You know, I would caution artists, like, you know, if you want to get your feet wet, of course, you've got some companies out there like that where, you know, they're doing like micro licensing, you know, maybe you're getting like $5 a song or something like that. Like, just kind of like, you know, just trying to, you know, get started in the game early on and entertaining some of those companies. Sometimes it's not worth the trouble, you know, like you can have a company like that and any and everybody is using your music for cheap. And then on top of that, they're telling you you can't put your music in Content ID. So you can't even like monetize your music like you should. So I would say just be wary and be more selective of certain types of companies that I were entertaining, that I were utilizing at that time. So, you know, those are different things that I could say that kind of in the beginning, if I could go back in time, I would have changed that. But I'm not mad at it because, you know, it's never a loss, it's experience. And that's how I understand it. It's like, all right, you know, it don't make you bitter, it make you better. That's what it is. All right, so that's how we giving it up. And that's pretty much, you know, the mistakes. I mean, I can honestly say I had a whole bunch of more wins than mistakes. I've been blessed in that regard. So, you know, I definitely know that for a fact. But, you know, like I said, man, we our success is often based upon lessons, and in addition to the lessons, the work that we put in, but knowledge is power, so learning from each other, right? So in the comments below, you know, if y'all had some learning experience, feel free to sound off, like, you know, and presently, what are your experiences? Are you winning? Are you not winning? Are you kind of frustrated why you're not winning? And do you understand the things that you have to do to pivot in order to turn that corner to win? So I want to hear it, man. You know, sound off in the comments. Shout out to everybody in the Discord. Shout out to everybody on our email list, all the music supervisors, all the talented, dope artists. Y'all are fire. Shout out to the artists submitting music for Sync Music, Hot Picks. So, you know, definitely, man, if you're interested in that, it's in the description. Shout out, you know, to all our A&Rs that listen to the music and get it placed for artists. So, you know, big ups to y'all, man. So that's it in a nutshell. You know, my biggest mistakes in licensing. And, you know, much love to y'all as always. Peace. Oh,